today's gospel, which comes from the Gospel of Mark. We hear the story of four men who bring a paralytic before Jesus. In fact, in the Gospel of Mark, in recounting the same story, Mark goes into a little bit more detail over the lengths and extent that the four men get the paralytic in front of Jesus, which namely, the house is incredibly crowded, so they have to climb up on top of a roof, raise the paralytic there, make an opening in the roof, and then they lower the paralytic down before Jesus. In relation to today's gospel, there are just three lessons that I would like to highlight for us to consider. And the first one is that I think it's very striking that it says in the gospel, when Jesus saw their faith, he moves to forgive the man and to heal the man. In other words, the four men who went to this great extent to be able to place the paralytic there in front of Jesus, it is their faith which is being credited for then going on to assist the paralytic. Most of the time when we read about healings in the gospel, Jesus will say, "Your faith has saved you, be healed." But in this case, he says, "Their faith has saved this man." I think for us it is a reminder in a way of the power of intercession for one another, and of the fact that in our belief, yes, it is a personal act of faith that we make, but that in a very real way, our faith can become a blessing to others through the power of this intercessory faith. The second aspect from today's gospel, which merits being highlighted, is that the very first thing Jesus does in his encounter with the paralytic is he orients the healing toward a spiritual one. Namely, the first thing he does is he says, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." Even before addressing the man's paralysis, Jesus orients and prioritizes the spiritual healing. To say the greater good in all of this, and the more important thing, as amazing as it is that a paralytic will walk, the most important thing is the forgiveness of sins. And this orientation toward the spiritual good, toward spiritual healing, toward the forgiveness of sins, is something that we too would always. And thirdly and finally, we can take note of the accusations of these scribes against Jesus. In some ways, they're really they're accusing Jesus of blasphemy, literally, but they're also kind of accusing him of kind of pulling a cheap trick in a way of saying, well, look, nobody here can see that this man's sins have been forgiven or not. So it's pretty convenient for you to say your sins are forgiven when none of us can possibly authenticate that that has actually happened. And it's precisely at that moment that the physical healing takes place so that there is a visible sign which attests to the spiritual healing and the forgiveness of sins which has taken place. And in that physical healing, it then points to the fact that Jesus does have the authority to be able to forgive sins. And of course, as we know in faith, the reason is that Jesus himself was true man and true God, and therefore he had the power to forgive sins, and this is where the authority comes from. We also then note that Jesus precisely gives to the church that same power and authority to forgive sins. In fact, through the sacred priesthood and the sacrament of confession, the forgiveness of sins as a gift of Jesus is something which has precisely been received as a gift on authority from the Lord to the church. And this then reminds us that this important work of spiritual healing, this amazing work of the forgiveness of sins, is something that we can encounter in the sacrament of peace and reconciliation, that we should frequent often enough where we are able to experience the Lord's forgiveness and healing. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would always be strong in our faith, and use that faith as a means to intercede on behalf of others, and that we would always take seriously and avail ourselves to the great gift of the Lord's spiritual healing that he offers to us in the sacrament of confession. Amen.